This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes.
We got a new hit.
Yes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Bonjour. That's about all I've got for my French. But we have our international edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, I have my usual suspects. I'll start with my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
That is the Marseillaise, one of the greatest national anthems ever. And the French people are whack jobs in the best way possible.
Also have our audio tech. Okay, I was going to ask, is that CSX or NHL?
That's NHL, baby.
Go!
Yeah, and you know what's even better, Nikki? Mm. In the second round of the playoffs, we, VRM and myself, are rooting for the New York Rangers against Chico Alexander's Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, expect there to be in the e-board thread to be some a lot of trash
spicy
talk.
Spicy stuff.
Let's see, I also have my numbers guy up in Toledo, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Allo, je m'appelle Stat Boy Josue Henniger.
Ah, très bon. No, très bon. And wait a minute, that can't be.
Yes,
no.
It can. Yes, it can, because I got her to take a day off and get her ass into the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, our resident artist, Jamie Claudier.
I'm here.
No.
There's
you gotta
more
do this.
To that.
Excuse me. You
Why
have to do
this?
That big. Yeah, go
you
for it,
You have to
it,
do
Josh.
It correctly.
Because this isn't just our artist in residence. This isn't just the designer of half of Seth Rollins' outfits at WrestleMania 40. This is our current reigning and defending NAWC Fizzleweight Champion of the World, Jamie Claudier.
There we go.
That sounds
Gotta
lovely.
Gotta put some respect on that name.
Yes, you do. And congratulations, Jamie, on getting that sketch designed by King Troy. I'm so proud. That's so awesome.
It was so cool, man. It was so cool.
And speaking of Mr. Rollins, VRM, would you mind? Thank you.
Monday Night Raw in full effect, baby.
There we go. Right on. As Mr. Rollins has decided to stay and bother Drew McIntyre to the bitter end. Since Drew signed, Seth has now re-signed a multi-year deal. And actually, I believe this is more of, and Nikki and Jamie, you know this. This is more probably of a locking in talent sort of bit right now.
I think it's it's related to the
FTC article we posted report on last week.
Yeah, yep. regarding that no competes.
Yeah.
Have been abolished, so they've got to lock people in. And I don't think Seth really wanted to go anywhere.
Seth didn't want to go anywhere. Drew says he didn't want to go anywhere. I think Becky is going to re-sign soon because if Seth's staying, Mommy better be staying. Because if I may say so, no one wants to go to a company averaging 700,000 a show.
Especially
let me take a look about ratings real quick. See if there's any reason why. You know, NBA and all that.
Well, it is probably NBA, but still, there's a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. Because no one wants to see... Okay. What did you say, Nikki? No one wants to see reruns?
I don't need to see reruns of WCW 2000.
But the thing is, looking at the videos on YouTube, there is one person there that actually got a reaction.
Kenny Omega?
Yep. Kenny Omega, 660,000 views on his return video after one day. The closest otherwise is the Dissolution of the Best Friends, which is at a distant 138,000.
Excuse me, Roman Reigns could do six.
And also Copeland versus Buddy Matthews at 158.
Put it to you this way. Roman Reigns or anybody in the WWE could do 660,000 sneezing and farting, basically.
Let me take a look.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny, the whole thing with Kenny is they saw the hemorrhaging, probably. That was a panic. Get him on screen because this angle sucks.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Love that, and they still said yes. And but I will also say, and I will bet you they've approached MJF. Can you get on screen? No, I'm beat to hell. You sure?
I'm still rehabbing. Leave me alone.
Picks up the phone when they leave the room. Dick, Hunter, help.
Well, why
is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know.
Yeah, I know. But speaking of that, we actually had this
Tony Khan.
Yeah. Okay. So we basically had, we actually had night two of the draft on Monday.
Yes.
Okay. And let me get the results here. Just make sure I have it. Okay. So Becky comes in. Okay. And then we got, okay. So the first round on Monday, Imperium goes to Raw, Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser. SmackDown gets Jade Cargill. Raw gets Damage Control, which I like. Okay.
Yeah.
SmackDown gets Kevin Owens. Okay. Then Logan Paul, who came in a about a $500,000 Rolls Royce Spectre, okay?
If you have to ask, you couldn't afford it.
Right, and iShow Speed announced the second round draft picks and cut a promo. Raw gets CM Punk and the returning monster among monsters, Braun Strowman. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then poor JD McDonagh. Oh my god, we forgot
something.
Yeah, hit that music, please. This is actually one of the biggest gets in WWE history for celebrities. Okay, mm-hmm. So the show opens up with Logan Paul and iShow Speed coming out of the Rolls Royce, and shaking hands with their new best bud in Kansas City. Number 15, Super Bowl MVP winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Yep. Not the Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes Jr. Remember, Senior was an MLB player. Sorry.
Yeah, still, this is big. I mean, like honestly, I'm stunned by this. Yes. So during the segment, Logan Paul cuts a promo on Jey Uso, basically saying, you ain't worthy. So then Judgment Day comes out. Patrick Mahomes starts taking his rings off and handing them to Logan Paul as if to say, he paid me or something, you know, like I'm being, you know, what do you think that meant?
I like the angle that it was Logan Paul's like, hey, I don't have my Nux with me. Oh, I got something that'll work just as well. And takes his rings off. It reminds me of the Brady in the NFL 100 anniversary commercial.
Hold my ring.
Hold all my rings.
To Baker Mayfield, right?
Yep.
And then of course, what's his face? Paul puts on the rings and gives JD McDonagh a shiner. Ooh, that was a great sell and great makeup, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And then go ahead.
No,
just the fact that McDonagh is like, great, I have the Kansas City logo backwards on my forehead.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, three times. And then, of course, Strowman makes a save, and he looks massive and amazing.
And his hair is back.
Yes, and his hair is back. And I love the fact that Mahomes played the heel. Brady played the heel, didn't he? Brady was never.
I don't remember.
I'm asking VRM. Didn't he play the heel?
I don't remember.
And then of course, Sami Zayn getting the DQ win with Chad Gable's help, and I like that because they didn't want Big Bronson. Gable Zayn is going to be great, and when Zayn loses the title, oh boy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, CM Punk. Oh, God.
Hit that button.
Pay attention to me!
Drew cuts a promo after getting drafted. And then Punk's music hits. You cut to Punk in the suite.
Skybox. In the skybox, right?
Yeah, later in the night, Drew goes up to the suite to get at Punk. Punk's not there. Cue Punk's music. He's out on stage.
He's in the ring. Yeah. He's in the ring. And by the way, Raw got LWO. SmackDown got Legado del Fantasma. Raw gets Drew. SmackDown gets Shinsuke. And I like the fact that Shinsuke's going to get a new lease on life. And by the way, I like the fact that Rey and Dominic are coming back. But oh, by the way, speaking of which, Liv Morgan and Dominic were seen coming out of the same room together. You in the background with the you noticed that, you remember that, right?
Uh huh.
So you think Liv Morgan's revenge tour had to do with dipping the wick, so to speak?
Well, mommy's not around, so what's Dirty Sanchez supposed to do?
Yeah, oh God, he looks.
Wait a minute.
He by the way, he does look like Eddie more and more.
Yeah.
God. Mm-hmm. And McIntyre goes, "Am I the only logical person left around here?" And Punk said, "I'm not sitting at home, Drew. I'm right here, you little bitch." Oh man. That was so good.
Oh, and Sheamus throwing barbs on Twitter.
Yeah, burgers after burgers after burgers.
Well,
I
was talking about the Sheamus 550. Now, is that in reference to Survivor Series?
No,
that 515.
Yeah.
That was from Sheamus's cash-in on Roman.
Yeah, it's Survivor Series.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah.
So, Raw gets Judgment Day. SmackDown gets Naomi. Raw gets the Mad Dragon Ilya Dragunov. Oh, Dragunov Gunther, one more time, please?
Yes.
It's going to happen.
It's going to be messy. It's going to be loud.
And SmackDown gets Piper Niven and Chelsea Green.
So does Samantha Irvin have to work SmackDown now?
No. No. And of course, Punk told McIntyre, "You pray for me to get injured. I did that to you," meaning his elbow injury. Yeah. "I'm not out for revenge. You've given me purpose." But of course, by the way, and also Drew signed a multi-year deal too. And Rock, being the good side of the final boss, gave him his new Claymore, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
And then, of course, Naomi, Stratton, Bayley, and Nia were all in the mix, along with Liv Morgan. And the fifth round, Raw gets the New Day. SmackDown gets Pretty Deadly. Raw gets another NXT call-up, Lyra Valkyria.
Valkyria, you had it right.
Okay, Lyra Valkyria. And SmackDown gets Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell with the Dudleys coming back one more time. Okay.
And Bubba made sure that they got all the shtick in before they talked about the picks.
Yeah, which I liked. Austin Truth retained over Alpha Academy, and the final picks were the Final Testament going to Raw along with Big Bronson Reed, and DIY and Blair Davenport going to SmackDown. And the main event was Jey Uso, Andrade and Ricochet defeating the Judgment Day, which was an all right match. Okay. And
we do have a few extra picks though that happened after or on social media Monday night.
Go for it.
SmackDown will be getting Apollo Crews, Giovanni Vinci, which means Giovanni is fully separated now, and Tegan Nox. Raw will get Natalya, Caden Carter and Katana Chance, Odyssey Jones, which I think is a call up, Dijak, which is a recall up.
Call up. Yeah, excuse me, get ratioed.
Yep. The Creed Brothers and Ivy Nile, and New Catch Republic.
Yay. Oh my God! I'm sorry, I'm watching the big strong boy do an airplane spin to one of the members of the Authors of Pain, and he muscled him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
A reminder, Tyler Bate's been doing this for half of his life. He's only 27.
That's crazy. He looks 50.
And he doesn't look like
Trent Seven.
Ah, very good.
Damn. No, he's another one that doesn't age because Greg Valentine's still alive. Anyway.
Oh.
He is?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
The wrestlers that don't age, Greg Valentine ages for them. He's looked sick since he was 30.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have one question though. Was this draft uneventful for the most part?
More or less.
Kinda, yeah.
It felt like a formality more than an actual thing. But to their credit, I love the fact that they put all these touches like the NFL draft. It may not have been eventful, but it was not boring.
It felt like a draft, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sports draft.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it was one of those things, you know, every draft has always had silly shenanigans, breaking up tag teams.
Surprise champion swaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's different in the fact that they didn't do any of that.
It felt like it more belonged as part of the reset button for the year. It's like, it felt like an actual clearing the stage. It didn't immediately start any new feuds. The only feuds that really got talked about with the draft were the feuds that were already going, like Drew Punk. Damage Control Bailey. What other ones were really like put on display? Oh, Kevin Owens Bloodline. It felt like, okay, we still have our existing stage that's winding down. Let's start setting the stage for the for next year.
And all the stuff that's going to happen when they go back, because there's something very interesting that was reported this week. There was a hit piece on The Rock. I mean, a big hit piece on The Rock.
Yes.
Was it Meltzer?
No. In the mainstream Variety.
Whoa.
Yeah.
VRM, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Right. Because there was, you know, I have to find the report, basically saying that there was an over budget on the movie. What was it? Red One, I believe it was. Red yes. One. Okay. Oh yeah, here it is. This is from The Wrap. Okay.
Okay.
How Dwayne Johnson's $250 million runaway led to a $250 million runaway. They're saying that he was late a lot. Okay. And basically saying that he didn't want to miss stuff, and that he took piss breaks in Voss water bottles and handed them to assistants. I don't buy that. I really, no. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody's just trying to get clicks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, is The Rock an asshole? He has to be. He can't be. He's not this image that, you know, that's presented. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is he perfect? No. I mean, look. We'll see what happens. But I think, and Melt, and again, Liar Meltzer saying, we don't have, the WWE doesn't have any creative correction for Cody right now. I'm kidding!
Shut your bitch ass up!
He's champion!
It isn't just that, but also the first one up is a fight between two former Bullet Club members. And they kind of touched on that at a
kinda.
Who said that?
Well, Meltzer. Kinda means heaven.
Oh my god.
Meltzer is lying his ass off. Meltzer, idiot. Meltzer's become Raja.
Have we given Meltzer respect yet? Because I think he's long overdue at this point.
Go for it.
We have a sound guy.
Wrong one.
Whoops.
Yeah.
This is the respect you show me, and no solo! Oh, see, I just can't stand
forever.
And all these pissant, second-rate, you know, people who just copy-paste Meltzer it's terrible.
It's terrible. I hate it. I blocked everything. I can't stand it no more.
I just shake my head. If you know, I ask, okay, what's the source? And if it says Meltzer,
I don't believe it. I think it's the opposite. I think it's the, you know, I just don't believe a word he says.
However, there's one thing he said this week that I do believe.
What's that?
About a certain neck injury.
Who's necking?
I say that in air quotes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, go ahead.
You know, we talked about it all to death last week. You know, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean Tony's neck injury.
Yeah. And how it was all a publicity stunt to use during the draft to drive ratings for his own show, which we had talked about during when we talked about the NFL Network interview last week, and we called him a shill.
Right. And the fact of the matter is that it didn't help. It didn't help.
At all. It was so stupid. Stupidest segment I have ever seen. Oh,
which one?
The one where it actually happened. For one.
Oh yeah,
the one that Eric Bischoff called the worst book show ever.
Oh my god, it was terrible. But when he was in the draft with the neck brace on, I wanted to slap him so bad.
No, that makes sense. I love that though.
It would be good if he sold it properly, though.
Yeah. Don't turn your neck, Tony.
Points for continuity, but minus several million for not talking football and just hyping your wrestling show.
Yeah, that was weird.
So, mm-hmm. And the result of that, and they still sucked.
Right, 700,000, baby. 700,000.
Well, like I said, that's like the one thing I think that Meltzer said this week that was accurate.
Oh, and by the way, here's another what the fuck question, okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the Elite are the, you know, the new people in charge while Tony is recovering, right?
Yeah. Right?
Okay. And then they say, oh, Swerve, we're going to give you a new number one contender. Out of nowhere, it's Christian. What? Why? Why?
Yeah, I don't know why. I was pretty much, I was watching this at work, and as soon as that segment was about halfway through, I actually went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no interest.
Yeah.
I don't know what is wrong with them. They're just not good. Like at all. It was good at first, but now it's just I can't stand it.
It's like they've booked themselves into a corner. And that corner is called WCW 2000. I mean, let's just look at the disparity between last year's Double or Nothing and what we've got so far for this year's Double or Nothing. Cuz remember, Double or Nothing is supposed to be their WrestleMania.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. This is a terrible build.
Let's take a look at what they've got so far for Double or Nothing. Going from top to bottom on the card. Main event, supposedly, because it wasn't the main event last year, we'll get to that, is Swerve versus Christian Cage.
That's the main event.
That's supposedly the main event. Like I said, world title doesn't necessarily have to main event because of precedence, which we'll get to. Yeah. Women's World Championship, Timeless Toni Storm versus Serena Deeb.
Timeless Toni Storm is a shining star in that company.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. She is my favorite.
International Championship, Roderick Strong versus Will Ospreay.
Oh.
Well, I hope Roderick enjoyed his championship, because it's about to go bye-bye.
Correct.
Don't you ever say that.
And Willow Nightingale versus...
It's a fact, bro.
Mm-hmm. And Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes Moné TBS title. That's Double or Nothing's card at this point in time, and that's 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm. It's 3 weeks away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Compare that to last year's card, and I'm only going to cover the main card. Orange Cassidy last eliminating Swerve Strickland in the 21-man Blackjack Battle Royal for the international title. Adam Cole against Chris Jericho in that match. The unsanctioned match with Sabu.
Okay.
FTR versus Jared and Jay Lethal. Wardlow versus Christian Cage for the TNT title in a ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Storm versus Jamie Hayter for the women's title.
Mm-hmm.
House of Black versus the Acclaimed for the trios titles. Jade Cargill versus Taya Valkyrie, which then became Chris Statlander versus Jade Cargill for about a minute.
That was about her last match, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Four Pillars match was the Four Pillars match for the AEW title, which was the semi-main. And then BCC versus the Elite, Anarchy in the Arena for the main. Which, yeah, it wasn't as strongly built as previous years, but last year was pretty
stronger than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could make the joke.
Oh, sorry.
I could make the joke that the right match main evented the show, but I just might be biased.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know they let Ethan Page go?
Yes. I did.
I was unaware.
Fuck that company.
Who was it?
I'm sick of them.
I'm in the camp that I, you know, fast forward through it. If Mox isn't there, I stop.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped watching it, honestly. After this last one that I saw with Swerve and all to Christian or whatever, I was like, you know, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out they let go one of my favorite people, which was Ethan Page, and I can't stand it. I can't stand them right now.
First of all, I think Ethan Page could be a success in WWE tomorrow if they book him right.
Absolutely. He'd be a good mid-carder. Like, mid-card type champion. Like, they could even push him to be world if they wanted to, but I would think that he would become a good U.S. or Intercontinental. I think he could do it.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, speaking of Mox, just briefly, because I'm wondering if it's worth it to go to Forbidden Door. I mean, I might go if it wasn't for the fact that I've got certain other bills.
I wouldn't give AEW a dime. I wouldn't give AEW a dime. They're not getting the right. They're not expanding. They're shrinking. The best they can do is 4,000 to 5,000 a show. Really? Really?
Along with inconsistent storytelling, leaning too hard on ex-WWE people.
Yeah.
Having the people that were actually making the show work are hurt, and you're not making new stars.
And look at who's not there. Sammy Guevara is suspended. Okay?
What did he do now? What did he do?
Again. No. What he did was he hurt Jeff Hardy while he was concussed. He hit a finisher on him while he was concussed in the ring.
Yep. And he has now been out for just about 90 days.
Was he not supposed to do that?
Yeah. They told him not to. And he did it anyway.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's legit.
Mm-hmm. You got Kenny Omega barely standing. You've got MJF barely standing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten... The biggest problem is the inconsistent booking. Okay? Like, for example, like, I'll move to SmackDown for a minute tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Paul Heyman goes into Nick Aldis's office, right, and tries to get Orton and Kevin Owens off the stage. And then he dropped this bombshell that he was the one who took Roman Reigns out of the draft, not Roman. He hasn't spoken to him since WrestleMania.
Oh.
Okay. Because
he did it on orders of the tribal chief Solo Sikoa.
Well, no, he said. And Aldis said, "Was that on orders of the tribal chief?" and what's his face? Hey, Mister, that's not funny. That's not funny at all. Okay.
I thought it was funny.
There's a huge "We Want Roman" chant in France. Man, okay. Jamie, do you see the old bloodline, new bloodline storyline coming together? Because I do.
Yeah, I do. I like it's. I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And what I was going to say, because the way I see it is that the new Nikki, we had this discussion. I want you to explain how you see this, because I love how you put this together.
Okay, let me see if I can remember where I went with this.
Well, okay. let me see if I could set it up, and maybe you could hit it out of the park.
Okay.
Roman Reigns said to Solo that he's the heir apparent, right?
Correct.
And Solo has said on many occasions, what?
Failure has consequences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yeah, now I remember. Solo is taking liberties in the fact that the consequences are that since Roman failed losing to Cody, he is no longer tribal chief, and now it is Solo's turn. The problem is Solo can dress like Roman, he can strut like Roman, but he doesn't get it like Roman. He doesn't know that part before Prophet, where, you know, do this, ? He knows he can look like $1 million, but he doesn't know dick about running a family. And he's intimidated Heyman. He's got my Uncle Paul under his thumb, the Samoan Spike thumb even.
Mm-hmm.
And is calling all of, you know, bringing in other Samoans that probably would have gotten a chance under Roman, but now he's bringing in his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ama.
Tama Tonga, and, you know, Lance is still rumored. But yeah, you've been here a year, and you really think you can do this? No, he can't. But nobody's going to tell him no, because he will murder them, or he will have Tonga murder them.
To bring up a comparison, let's bring up a Goodfellas comparison.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great movie, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Roman,
I have a story for that. Yeah. All fair. Yeah.
Roman is Jimmy. Solo is Tommy. Roman is Robert De Niro's character.
Okay.
And Solo is Joe Pesci's character.
Okay.
He's the hothead that is the violent type that his response to anything is violence, murder, kill.
Murder, death, kill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roman is the architect that sees it and only does this when something happens bad, when something is going bad. Am I off base?
No, not at all. But we need Roman's... to get the Usos together. How are we going to do that? Jimmy got beat up because he's hurt, right? Jimmy's hurt.
I think so.
Let me look.
Yeah, I think he is. Because there's a lot of people that are hurt right now.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
From
I'm suffering.
Yeah, got this on Bleacher. Fightful Select. Jimmy has been sidelined. Undisclosed injury. Yep. Weren't given details on how long. But it's kept him out of the draft pool. So.
I think what's going to happen is you're not going to see these two together on screen for a little while. Mm. But Solo is going to make such a mess with the new bloodline. They're like, our little brother's crazy. And unfortunately, Solo's got enough people around him that they might not be able to get to their little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to call Rikishi because he's done. He doesn't, you know, he's not going to get involved in that business.
Yeah, he's going to get involved in Sheiky Baby business and Hulk Hogan business. There was a song dropped today from Rikishi that dissed on Hulk Hogan a bit.
Another Be a Man Hulk?
It was towards Sheiky. It was essentially in the shoes of Sheiky Baby.
I thought.
Because remember, Sheik and Sultan, or Rikishi, were together for a while.
Right, but, you know, what's the point of throwing shade if, you know, Sheiky's no longer with us?
Mm-hmm. No idea.
But we're going to get Roman as a face, and man, is that going to be freaking awesome.
Yes, because we're going to get that tribal chief.
Okay.
Who is going to, who's got a lot to fix. And, oh, by the way, Angry Roman is best Roman.
Mm-hmm.
I went mm-hmm. back and watched the end of TLC 2015 where he just completely loses his shit.
Which one was that one?
I forget why he was angry, but this was... He got into it. He physically got into it with Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't calm him down, so he was just all over the place.
Mm-hmm. It was Reigns versus Sheamus for the world title, and
the McMahons pretty much screwed him in an attempt to get, you know, in an attempt to get face sympathy for Roman. Now, unfortunately, the good news was that they got it, because the bad news was that same building 11 months prior, he was getting booed.
That's The Rock, right?
No, I'm talking Roman.
No, I'm saying, but that was the Rock one.
No, this was the TD Garden, not...
Okay.
This was the TD Garden, not... what's it called? Wells Fargo.
Okay.
So this...
But yeah,
this was Boston, not Philly.
Okay. But yeah, at the beginning of the year, you know, everybody hated Roman. But then he does this berserk shit, everybody loves Roman. So when he comes back, he's not going to be happy. He's going to be very unhappy, and he's going to start hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets his hands on Solo, since Hunter, you know, Hunter might even allow blood this time.
Well, yes, it is a bloodline thing, you know.
No, I mean blood.
Yeah, I know. So we have some releases at NXT. As NXT is, you know, starting to bring people up, trying to move people around, you know, and, Trick is... Trick is now the face of the NXT right now.
Yes.
Now, the NXT talents, none of them really were that big. I'll give some names.
The ones that got released?
Yeah, I have them.
Good.
Ezekiel Balogun, Julian Baldi, Trey Bearhill, Emma Maria Diaz, Valentina Feroz, Keyshawn LaFore, Daryl Mason, Vlad Pavlenko, and Kia Saint, and the big one, Drew Gulak.
And that one, I realize that he hasn't been doing much on screen, but all the work he did for 2K24, you know, can you at least give him a small extension?
maybe, and also training Logan Paul and Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
But I would, but here's the thing. Remember the investigation he had?
Yes.
Against Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
And the thing is that my guess is something came up that was a little bit more than a touch on the waistband of a pants.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, sorry to bring it back just a little bit. Mm. Everybody else you mentioned that wasn't Drew Gulak was part of a Roku original series called WWE Next Gen.
Not all of them. All of them?
All eight of them, I believe, have gotten nuked in this one go.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so things did not work out at all.
Hmm. Now, speaking of Ronda Rousey, okay.
Must we?
Yeah, we must, because there's something very interesting happening.
Okay. Oh, boy.
No. This is actually good. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, never mind. Okay. My brain's going the wrong places right now.
Wrong place. No. I remember she has written two books called My Fight and Our Fight, I believe mm-hmm. it what they were called. She is actually going to adapt those memoirs for a Netflix movie. She's going to screenwrite.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. And it's the company is called Chernin Entertainment is expected to produce it. And this has been around for a while, but she's going to actually do it. I don't know if she's going to star, but she's writing the script. Good for her. I hope she does well. For real. No joke.
Yeah. Good for her. I hope it goes like gangbusters.
Me too. Also, we are supposed to get an announcement tomorrow. Before I do that, I have an answer for you, Nikki.
Okay.
Remember we were supposed to get that WrestleMania documentary?
Yes.
Behind the scenes? They shot so much footage, they're still editing it.
Holy shit.
Well, now.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what PWI said. That, I have to find this. Because they said, because I saw it and I was just like, oh yeah, update on WrestleMania documentary. The original plan was to release several days, but the abundance of footage shot required additional time to edit and go through the final approval process. So everyone, that's right, because, so the wrestlers get final approval on what they can show. Interesting. I did not know that.
No, that's good. I appreciate Hunter allowing creative input.
Mm.
Yay!
Yes, congratulations to Ricochet for being the first speed champion.
Mm-hmm.
Universal Studios is doing a Fast and Furious roller coaster in 2026.
Interesting.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. And the big news is, how much? I have to ask you, Jamie, how much do you like Las Vegas?
I like it a lot. If I could afford it, I would probably be there.
Well, because the rumor is that.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yes,
that's right there.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Tomorrow. The rumor is that we are going to get WrestleMania 41 at Allegiant Stadium in two nights in Las Vegas in May.
May?
May.
Essentially WWE trying to put the chokehold on AEW. Just same. Choke them out.
Now, here is where I have to ask the question.
Okay.
If it's in May, when is it in May?
The first Saturday and Sunday in May, 3rd and 4th, Kentucky Derby weekend.
Okay, well, number one, you're going to have everybody's going to be rushing from the casinos to the stadium then.
Right.
Unless, actually, is
Well, no, because if the race starts at 6:30 tomorrow, which is what it is, right, that would be 3:30. That means the show doesn't really start till 5. Right?
Yeah.
Or is it 4? So why do you...
All right, that's number one. So number two, at least, the very least, you don't have to worry about Memorial Day weekend and... all the
Easter.
And I
don't have to worry about Easter.
Mm-hmm.
No,
they don't have to worry about Easter. They don't have to worry about the 1262. That being
I can
the
get
race,
fucking time off.
Mm-hmm. And
properly.
And also because, Double or Nothing weekend. That was the other. That was to make so.
It is.
I also
Memorial Day weekend is Double or Nothing weekend.
Yep.
And I'll just put it out there. I think they're pushing it further out also because then they can do more outdoor stadiums and not worry about the place being freezing cold.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, it's in Allegiant's a dome anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm talking down the line. That if they say they come back and do East Rutherford again. At least it won't be 20 degrees there.
Yeah, we just have to worry about the rain.
Cue that picture of Michael Cole and Samoa Joe in ponchos.
Yeah, no, and I mean, put it to you this way. WrestleMania is going to be the Super Bowl. VRM, honestly, unless New York gets a dome stadium, we're never getting a WrestleMania again.
No, never again.
Okay.
But there's a decent chance you'll get a SummerSlam.
SummerSlam? Yes.
Because, after all, remember, SummerSlam's coming up here in a few months, and it's going to be in Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
At the very least, we won't get SummerSlam in 2026. That's for damn sure.
No, but they're saying, Nikki, that Minneapolis is supposed to be next in line after that for 42.
And the U.S. Bank Stadium is a beautiful state-of-the-art facility that would be ideal for WrestleMania. They're only going to get like 75,000 people in there for sure.
And remember, Brian's got a new stadium coming up for Nashville, right? I believe for the Titans.
That'd be a VRM question.
VRM?
Sorry, what?
The Tennessee Titans, they've got a new stadium coming, right?
Yeah, I think. Let me just double check that. New Nissan Stadium. They will not have that until 2027, though.
Okay.
Because that only just broke ground back in February.
Okay. All right, cool. But yeah, that's one of the other announcements. Josh, I think it's time for some pick'ems, don't you think?
Yes, I do. Because, after all, we've got a pay-per-view tomorrow.
Thank you.
I am not calling it by the other name, because, ugh. So,
yeah.
With this, we have 5 matches and 8 points possible, because, hey, we only have 5 matches. That's not many. So, with that, let's get a move on with it. First up, let me go ahead and get it over here. It will be Kevin Owens and Randy Orton versus the Bloodline of Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the...
pretty last.
Okay. That's a recording, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay. This one's easy. The bloodline has to stay strong here. There's going to be some shenanigans, but Owen's going to take the pin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wild card.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting it.
Okay, go for it.
I think you know where I'm going with this wild card.
Yeah.
I do.
Hi, Jake. Hi, Jacob.
Boom.
Oh.
Yeah, bloodline.
And boom.
Bloodline wins, Jacob.
Jacob?
Fought two.
Jacob fought two.
Yeah.
I think that's all that needs to be said, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do we know the status about Lance Anoa'i?
Lance Anoa'i? Hold on. Let me see if he's been listed at all. He's still an unknown.
Yes.
He's considered a free... He says he's a free agent on his Twitter. Not calling anybody other name, because that's dumb. But yeah, I don't see anything explicitly in Elite. He still has more matches on the Independents. He's got a match in July at Battleground against a guy who I used to love so damn much as a wrestler, but he turned out to be a complete and utter nutcase.
Who dat?
Brian Kendrick.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so probably not Lance, but you're right. We're Bloodline's going to win. Kevin's eating the pin.
Thank you for reminding me. Kevin eats the pin.
And there's going to be shenanigans. Unfortunately, you know, I agree with VRM's wild card, but I got to come up with my own.
Yeah. Okay, you're going with that as well, Jamie?
Bloodline, for sure.
Okay, and who's eating the pin?
Kevin Owens, because he never wins anything anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where Orton and Owens just kind of randomly came together right before Mania. It's one of those things that doesn't need to go anywhere in order for it to be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodline, or this current variation of the Bloodline just came together a few weeks ago. Yeah. They need it more. Bloodline wins, and KO gets KO'd.
KO'd.
All right. So, have we gotten everybody?
I think so.
Well, let me go ahead and at least share Shane's here, because he did make picks on our Facebook page.
Okay.
He picked the Bloodline as well, and Kevin Owens to eat the pin.
Damn.
All right. Now,
poor Kale.
Yeah. Now to the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match.
That's still alive?
Yes, and it's being defended. The Kabuki Warriors will take on Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. 2 points. Ooh. Who wins and who stares at the
pretty last?
This is a tough one for me to pick.
Yeah.
For a very simple reason. You've got the recent debut rule versus the momentum rule.
Yep.
Because Jade, obviously, the fresh debut.
God, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
But they just won the 8-woman tag tonight.
And something's going on with Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I think Kabuki Warriors retain.
Kabuki.
Bianca has to take the pin.
And
oh, yeah.
VRM, all I can tell you is this. Get out of my head.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that too.
Okay, give me just a moment because I've got to fill out some stuff. Kabuki, Bianca. Kabuki,
Bianca. And the reason why is this. There are still four members of the Kabuki Warriors.
Yeah.
The other two are going to run interference like hell. Or no, with damage control. Because Io and Dakota are bound to screw around. So I have a feeling they're going to... Yeah, the Kabuki Warriors will retain, and Bianca's going to eat it.
I want to use my wild card here.
Okay.
Tempted to use my wild card.
Yeah, I'm going to use my wild card here, actually.
Go ahead,
Jason.
The Kabuki Warriors are going to win due to the fact that Naomi and Bianca are going to have some sort of miscommunication. Causing...
You mean Jade, right? Because Naomi's in another match.
Yes, I meant Jade. Yes. Jade and Bianca are going to have some sort of miscue.
So, Jade.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's not really many wild card possibilities here.
Yeah, there's not on this.
All right, so who's going to wind up eating the pin then?
Bianca.
Okay. And Nikki?
Kabuki Warriors to retain.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca eats the pin.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, this is my wild card. Post-match, Bianca Belair has had enough of this shit, and she and Jade actually get into it.
Does she turn heel, or does she beat the shit out of each other?
Bianca was giving me some heel vibes in her backstage segment tonight.
Yeah, hold on one second. Just keep talking.
So I'm wondering...
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if they're turning her heel for the sole purpose that she can't, so she can fight Jade Cargill.
Possibility?
Because I know I want to see that. I was willing to wait till SummerSlam, but if they want to do it now, I'm in.
Okay.
Spice up that card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I, like, see what the other matches are? Because I don't even know.
Let me go ahead and, before I do that, share what Shane has put in. He is actually picking for new champs. Bianca and Jade win, pinning Kairi Sane.
Okay, I'm back.
You haven't missed much, thankfully.
Okay.
We were just about to get to the next match.
Okay, great.
Which will be for the the SmackDown Women's Championship, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
With Bayley? Cool. Bayley, Naomi, Tittany Stratton.
I'm gonna call it here. Okay.
Because this is a two-pointer again. Who wins and who stares at the
pretty wins too.
This one is easy for me, and you're going to love this.
Oh.
Tiffany Stratton pins Naomi, new champ.
So quickly. Thing is, for me, I'm not. Bayley's winning, and Naomi's getting pinned. Tiffany's still going to get protected.
See, again, we have a situation where we have two roles that are fighting against each other.
Yeah.
Actually, we have three rules fighting against each other now. We've got recent champ rule.
Mm-hmm.
We've got momentum rule.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the minority rule.
Yep.
So the question is, which one applies?
Right. Because I was automatically going to go with the minority rule to get Tiffany... To have Tiffany win, pin Naomi, And then Bailey gets, you know, and then Bailey and Naomi, you know, get into it over Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think Bailey's would be okay with her title going to Tiffany. I realize it's soon, but I think, yeah, I'm going to go with Tiffany. She's pinning Naomi.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to go this way. I think I'm applying both minority rule and momentum rule. I think because we have a two for here. Since Tiffany is number one, the minority rule here,
mm-hmm.
and number two, Naomi and Bailey were both on the momentum rule side tonight.
Mm.
Just saying.
So you are picking up Tiffany Stratton?
Tiffany over Naomi, yes.
All right. And Jamie.
God damn it. I don't know. It could go either way to Bailey or Tiffany. I don't see it going to Naomi. I really don't.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, but do I want Bailey to lose it that quick? God, that would kill me. You know, maybe Tiffany does pull it out and pin Naomi. That's the only thing.
Because
then it.
Stop that.
No.
I think I'll just go with that.
All right. So everybody picked Tiffany except for myself and Shane. Shane also picked Bailey to win with Naomi eating the pin. Everybody picked that part.
Because I don't think Tiffany is, you know, I don't think they don't see Tiffany as a jobber yet.
No,
it's too early.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's the reason why Tiffany is not eating the pin.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right, now to the first of the two world title matches. As we have Bisexual Undertaker facing off against Captain Yidio. As in Damian Priest will face off against Jey Uso. Who wins? And this is where my wild card comes into play.
Go for it.
Is this where I want it to play? I don't have any great wild cards. That's the problem.
This is not a good wild card place.
I'm going to go for it, but it's probably going to be very, very wrong.
Okay.
Because I am picking up Damian Priest to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jey will almost have the match won. And then Jimmy Uso will show up.
Ooh.
Continuing,
I thought he was hurt, though. Is he? Yeah. We just talked about that like an hour ago.
But if to help you, Step Boy, Finn and Dominic and JD McDonagh don't have anything to do this show.
Okay, undisclosed injury.
I mean, it is an undisclosed injury. They don't know what it is.
So there's always that. Like I said, I just, you know, if Jimmy is not medically cleared to go out there and disrupt things, Damian Priest will have Finn and Dom and JD McDonagh out there.
They'll have Finn and JD. Oh, is Dominic in France then?
I don't know.
But you should have JD and
Finn.
Yeah, Finn.
And if, you know, JD and Finn's interference will either cancel out or actually help Damian. He's not going to be happy about it.
I'm going to go ahead and say JD and Finn interfere.
That's fine.
But yeah, Damian's retaining.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing against Jay.
Yep.
It's pretty obvious. It's one of those situations of too soon to change the belt. Much too soon.
Yes.
Cunty Taker is taking it.
Oh, jeez, really?
Nicknames.
Sorry, I'm not going to use that. I can't use that.
Brain Bleach!
Thank you.
All right, VRM.
No yeet.
So, wait a minute. Jimmy Uso's going to come in out of nowhere with the big boot and win the title?
No, I'm just saying Yeet's gonna lose.
Yeah, I understand. All right, and now to what I would probably consider the main event. Cody Rhodes faces off against AJ Styles. Who wins?
And admittedly,
this would have been a secondary chance for me to hit a wild card. Same for examples. AJ finally gives Cody the two sweet after the match. After Cody beats the ever-loving crap out of him and wins. Cody wins.
Okay.
This is easy. Cody wins. It's going to be a great match, but Cody and AJ are going to give the fans a good 20, 25 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the fans are not going to shut up for the whole match.
No. Because I would bet France is wanting something more than just merely backlash.
Yeah.
They want this backlash to be Backlash 99.
No, they want it to be Backlash last year, like Puerto Rico. Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because remember...
That was amazing.
That,
white
okay.
Hot audience.
White hot. Mm. Oh, my God. Greatest. I still watch that entrance.
Me okay. too. Me
For
too.
Bad Bunny?
Yes.
Greatest entrance ever.
Yes, Kambaya. Hollow!
Yeah, just I think what I was trying to say is they want this to be like those backlashes that feel like WrestleManias.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is not even going to come close to it.
Oh,
this
no.
is going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
unlike...
you got a bunch of people hurt, too, so, I mean...
Little bit of that and a little bit of the closest thing they have to a French WWE superstar right now is, well, I believe... Nope. Okay, never mind.
I was about to say either Sammy or Kevin because they're both from Quebec.
Yep. Yeah. It's as close as they get. Because there hasn't been a French superstar since Rene Dupree, technically. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, because I believe Rene and Sauvin were both, or either French-Canadian or true French, I don't remember. It's been too long.
To the research, Rene is New Brunswick, Sauvin was Quebec.
Okay, so nope.
So we're going all the way, we're going Bell Order back to Andre.
Yep.
Too bad Daniel Bryan isn't there.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We chance.
Which they did all through the kickoff.
Yeah, with. In one of his, not that far back. I forgot about Sylvester Lefort and Marcus Louis, who were both in NXT for a while. We're talking like last decade, 20 teens.
Mm. By the way. Yes. I just wanted to, you know, just, but also, you know, you're also thinking about it. you know, again, and also 3 weeks from now, we're having another international pay-per-view. The King and the Queen of the Ring in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, Cody.
Yes, because we're not done yet. We've got two more people who need a pick and need to reveal what Shane picked for the last two matches.
Okay.
Jamie, your wild card's still open.
I don't know if I have one. Because it's not really anything. Like, it's kind of not so predictable, I get. Well, it is kind of. I don't know. Do I want to use a wild card?
Well, it's going to be the difference between you winning and you losing, so yes.
I'm going to have this.
No, I'll put this.
I'm going to have the shortest title reign in the whole thing.
No, you won't.
Nah, I will. I'll put this out for you, Jamie. You can also just throw out something absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord knows I've done it more than once.
And a couple of them
came true.
Right. Yeah.
I'm leaning towards the Jade and Bianca thing where she gets mad and turns on Jade.
All right, so you're good. So Bianca turning heel.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
I can see it. Give me a second. They set it up. I don't know. That's what I'll pick.
Okay, cool. And for your main event, Cody and AJ?
Oh, Cody. They changed all AJ's right. theme song. He's gone now.
Nikki?
Cody for sure. It's, you know, he is white hot right now. And to be honest, I don't know what AJ would be doing with it right now. At this point, I've used my wild card, but there is going to be so many too sweet chants. It's going to be as bad as TLC 2017.
The one you were there at.
The one I went to when AJ fought Balor.
Yep. Not a surprise. All right. So before I wrap my chunk up, just letting you know, Shane picked Cody in the main event. Mm-hmm. And also picked Priest. His wild card is after the match of Cody versus AJ, the Wyatt Six show up.
Ooh!
Ooh.
Yep. So this would be, in his eyes, the debut of the Wyatt Six.
And now, who are the Wyatt Six, allegedly?
The Wyatt Six allegedly are Braun, Eric Rowan,
who just got re-signed.
Yep. Uncle Howdy, aka Bo Dallas, Alexa Bliss, Dexter Lumis.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh,
I do too.
Yeah. So Alexa, let's see now. Oh, Braun would not be a part of it. There is a code that was on, Monday night or Tuesday. The Wyatt Six, Uncle Howdy, Eric Rowan, Dexter Lumis, Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
Joe Gacy.
Right.
Yeah. Gacy. There we go.
And Alexa.
I'm sold.
Yep.
I don't care when they show up. I'm sold.
Me too. I miss Bray Wyatt so much, y'all. You don't know.
I have not. Have you seen the documentary yet? I have to pick that up.
I can't. I can't do it.
I haven't watched it either, and I need to. I'll probably do that tomorrow since I can't go to the playtest. Anyway.
But yes,
that is everything for the Pick'ems. If there is anything that happens between now and high noon tomorrow Eastern, if everybody picks, sure. If not, then it gets disregarded.
Okay.
Knowing who's in here, It's probably going to get disregarded.
Because I'm going to forget.
Yeah. I would say two or three of us will. Maybe more.
What?
All right.
I bought two.
Yes. Okay.
You bought two of what?
Let's just say.
Link.
What?
Send the link.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I came across this and I couldn't help myself. Now, fucking paste.
Control V is control V.
C. Select all. Control C. Type a message. Okay. There.
Wait, is this from... No, it's not from, but... Yeah.
It's so cute!
Shut up and take my money!
Exactly.
Yep. The only bad thing, it's almost $45.
Ought to.
It's handmade, so...
Is that a... Oh my god! Really?
Isn't it cute?
Yes, so I want... Cute.
Excuse me. I am not that cute.
Actually, say that, I wouldn't be able to find it.
There's that one.
You'd have to look further on the site.
I'm gonna.
I know you are. And silly me, I've got. I can't find that quote. Oh, hang on a second. John!
Good boy.
What's that shit? Huh? Would you want one? No, I don't need anything of myself. I don't. Don't even bother. Oh. So what are you saying? Is that stuff? It ain't cute. I mean, that's not a very me.
They have an Itta bag championship one. You could put like pins and stuff in it.
Huh?
It's so cute.
I mean, I understand that, you know, I have this natural raw sexual magnetism. That's why I bagged a hot blonde.
Yeah, you did.
However,
I just don't see you as a cute plushie.
Oh, I mean,
I did twice.
Well, you and Nikki are crazy, but that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. I mean, they did animals, guys. Oh, shit! You have more stuffed animals than action figures.
Quiet. I don't need
it. Seriously, if all those came to life, there would be nothing left of the Jamie. There'd be nothing left of Sacramento. They just open the doors and they all march out.
Aren't you heading to Japan soon, by the way?
Yeah, because I'm not sticking around for the drama bullshit. Sound guy, have you pulled that yet?
Which one?
Drama bullshit.
Oh no, I have not. Sorry.
No, I'll get you a copy of that. Between the silly plushie and Nikki's obsession with putting Dean Ambrose against Jon Moxley, I just don't get it.
That's right. Well, you got a plane to catch, dude? It's happening tomorrow, isn't it?
Fuck. Yeah, I gotta go.
Not with that attitude, Nikki. He's gonna
not after that.
He better not fucking steal my car.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I actually can preview the card, and you'll help me out there, Josh. Would you mind for a second?
Give me a second, New Japan.
I got it for you. There you go.
72.com.
No, how's that?
Hey. I can just remember the damn website.
Or that one.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it. Ooh, wow. There's some new guys.
Mm-hmm. So, you've got a four-way match.
Or do you kick off Frontier Zone, right?
Right, with Katsuya Morishima versus Mokabe versus Jetway and Naoki Sakajirima. Okay, and then, okay, the first match...
So, just to let you know, Sakurajima is a long-term veteran. Morishima looks to be a young boy. And Jetway is apparently a big name in Taiwan, but I have no real knowledge.
Mm. So, the opening match is the Mighty Don't Kneel. Versus Shoma Kato and Bolton Oleg.
Yep, Shoma is another young boy. Bolton just graduated. Expect Shoma to eat the pin here.
Mm. Then you have Just Five Guys, which is Doki. Yuya Uemura versus the United Empire, which is Francesco Akira and the Great Okan, who's a horny, weird boy.
Horny. Yes. Someone's being horny.
Is that his gimmick, or is he just a pervert?
Yes.
Gotcha. Then, of course,
another half of the Mighty Don't Kneel.
Zach! I love the way you say it. Zach Sabre Jr.
Zach Sabre Jr.
And Kosei Fujita versus the United Empire was Jeff Cobb and Caleb Newen. This is, I guess, a tag showcase, right?
Yeah, it is looking like a tag showcase, because the next one is even more tag-heavy.
Right.
Because we've got the Gorillas of Destiny, Hikaleo and El Phantasmo, Shooter, Shota Umino, and El Desperado, versus the House of WWE, I mean Torture, as an
evil. No, that's the House of AEW, get it right.
Yeah. No, it's essentially House of American Pro Wrestling, because they cheat a lot.
Oh, okay.
Evil,
okay.
Show, Yujiro Takahashi, a.k.a. the Tokyo Pimp, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. And then from there, in match five, the two guys who just faced off against each other for the global title, Nick Namath and Hiroshi Tanahashi, will face off against two members of Just Five Guys, Taichi and Taka Michinoku. Yes, that Taka Michinoku. The one you guys remember from the WWF in the 90s.
Yes.
And then from there, another eight-man in Los Ingobernables de Japón, as in Bushi, Hiromu Takahashi, the ticking time bomb, Yoda Tsuji and Tetsuya Naito will face off against the War Dogs of Drill Maloney, Clark Connors, Gato, and David Finlay.
Nice.
And then for the main tag team match for the IWGP Tag Team Championship, we have Bishamon, Hiroki Goto, and Yoshihashi facing off against two members of the Bullet Club in Chase Owens and Kenta. And then we finally get two singles matches. Hooray! As Yay. We see the Never Open Weight Championship being defended by Shingo Takagi facing off against Gabe Kidd. And in your main event, let me just put this gently. Moxley is going to roll Ren Narita, because Ren Narita is still a bitch compared to Mox.
And then Mox faces Shota a week from tonight in Japan at Resurgence.
Oh, wow.
And then also, just to let you know, All Together is coming up on May 6th, which is a card that will feature multiple different companies together on one big old card. And New Japan, NOAH, DDT, Dragon Gate, anything other
groups.
Right.
I'll go over that one quickly if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Let's
start from the beginning on the bottom, yes. I think.
Opening match, Nomichi Marufuji from Noah, Shiro Takagi from DDT, and Tanahashi versus the House of Torture, Evil, Ren Narita, and Yujiro Takahashi. In the second match,
Now, I have a question for you, since you follow Japanese wrestling
not
a little
as well
bit more
as I should, but yeah.
Okay. When you have multiple companies doing this,
yes,
how do you decide who gets over?
Whoever the booker is, don't know who that is, but whoever the booker is tends to wind up being the one who answers that question.
Okay.
All right, back to it. Second match, Kenno, one of the aces of Noah, faces off against Kosei Fujita, who is a young kid in New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Might be still under Young Boy. A women's tag match. From Stardom. Natsupoi, the Starlight Kid, faces off against two members of Queen's Quest, Miyu Amasaki and Azumi. In the next tag matchup, Daisuke Sekimoto and Tomohiro Ishii face off against Masa Kitamiya and Jeff Cobb. In a 10-man tag, we will have Kota Minoura, who is from Dragon Gate, Mal from DDT, Hayata from Noah, Ninja Mac from Noah and Game Changer Wrestling, let's be honest, and El Desperado faces off against the Ticking Time Bomb of Hiromu Takahashi, Dragon Bane from Noah, Alpha Wolf from Noah, Tetsuya Endo from DDT, and Yamato from Dragon Gate. In the sixth match, we have Kai from Dragon Gate and Taichi versus Chris Brooks, that rat bastard, and Zack Sabre Jr., who is from New Japan. Chris Brooks, his main promotion is DDT, but you could also call Choco Pro pretty much his second most. He's there a lot. In the semi-main, we will have Los Ingobernables de Japón of Tetsuya Naito, Shingo Takagi, and Yota Tsuji facing off against Gabe Kidd, David Finlay, and Jake Lee from Noah. And in your main event of the evening, you will have Shooter Shoma Umino, Kaito Kiyomiya, who is the number one ace of Noah, and Yuki Ueno facing off against Yuya Uemura, Konosuke Taguchi. That is Takeshita.
Right.
You've seen him recently with AEW with the brown note of AEW and Don Callis.
The Don Callis fan.
A long time Dragon Gate head, or pretty much their best wrestler nowadays, Shun Skywalker, who's been there for 20 years safely. And that is all together. It is going to be under the banner of United Japan Pro Wrestling, and a portion of the proceeds will be going to the Noto earthquake that happened in North Japan back on New Year's Day.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that will all be coming up here on Monday.
Right. So Mox might be in Japan for a hot second.
Yes.
One other piece of news before we start selling some. So, at tonight's GCW event in Tampa, Matt Cardona has announced he's the new general manager of GCW Game Changer Wrestling.
Until so his bicep heals, yeah.
Peck, yeah. So that's what he's doing.
This injury, yay. And it happened while he was facing off against the Blue King dude. During Mania weekend.
So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think we need to sell some soap. Big sports day tomorrow, VRM, as we start with you, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest sports days of the year. We've got Backlash, right, in France. Yes. Mm-hmm. Caballo. Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
Pony.
Yep.
Pony.
It's a show for little girls, little girls.
Of course, I think we have a UFC card tomorrow night too, right? Yeah, I think
the big 300 UFC.
No,
300 was April 13th.
Oh, that's right.
This is 301.
All right,
Tatoya versus Hurricane. Don't know who these people are at all.
That's a fly.
Who Jose Aldo is?
Yeah, yes, and against. Jack
I recognize Martin. None of. Okay, I recognize one name, Jose Aldo.
And by the way, this will be in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. But we have the draft special up, I believe, or close to it, or will be, right? Mm-hmm. We were talking about the picks, the funds, mm-hmm. you know, why Atlanta picked a quarterback at 8. Dumbass.
Mental incompetency.
Yes. And, the next time is scheduled release. Do we know when that will be?
No, but I've started getting tweets from the Jets about it. I'm like, I'm not even following the Jets. Why am I getting notes about it?
I'll check. And of course,
tomorrow night also, which team is more in the other team's head? Which team can clear the demons?
Mm-hmm.
The fourth time in the past 11 years, Toronto, Boston, Game 7.
Oh, and by the way, the rumor is that this coming Thursday is the NFL schedule, so we might be back in a couple weeks, if it all works, right? Yeah. And, that's going to be seriously fun. Game 7, Knicks and Rangers both advance, as we talked about earlier. Rangers gets to play the Hurricanes, can't wait. Knicks gets to play the Indiana Pacers.
First time in 10 years they've made it to the playoff series.
And God, Reggie Miller's not there. Oh, my God. 8 points and 3 in what, 10 seconds or something like that? It was just nuts. Back in 2000. Wow. So, Josh.
Yes.
Knickknacks, it was a thing, I think, right?
Knickknacks is kind of on the back burner now for him, or for Pop Arena, because things have went completely off the rails, and technically they're homeless, so... Instead, they're doing lighter things, like, something akin to It Was a Thing on TV. They just released the first episode of what they call TV Obscura, where they pick a random date and then they go for 3 shows that aired that day. Mm-hmm. For example, the first episode they cover would be, or the first date they cover, July 29th, 1999. The 3 shows: The Teen Files, which was on Discovery. Love Street, which was a show that was on Playboy, I believe, anyway. And The Chimp Channel. Someone get me a banana. That was, of course, on TBS. So we'll see more of that, maybe? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then, as for It Was a Thing on TV... the episode this week was Best of the West, a show that could have lasted a little longer, but it got hosed immediately because of the NFL. Because half the country did not get to see the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, it kind of killed any chances the show could have gotten off the ground, but it was ultimately for the best because the main star of the show... Joel Higgins moved on to some show called Silver Spoons. You may have heard of it.
Yes, that was a fun show. That was a fun show.
Yes, and then at least one other person did decently well after that, Leonard Fry, who wound up on the infamous turkey known as Mr. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of that one from episode 1 or 2 of their podcast. Coming up next week, they start Pilot Month and a temporary resumption of 2 episodes a week. The first episode was originally described as a mid to late 1980s animated TV show that was heralded by Mike as creepy ass. I have a distinct idea that it is the pilot for an animated show called Madballs.
I was going to throw Inhumanoids out there. That was that was disgusting.
The thing is, though, did that make it beyond pilot?
Yes, it did.
So that means it's off the list.
My bad.
It got 13 episodes. But yeah, that's the right idea. The second episode is a game show from about the same time frame that only had a pilot here in the U.S., but if my guess is right, it had 5 series in the U.K. A game show that, if it would have been picked up in the U.S., could have actually affected a certain kids' channel for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
The game show in question is Keynotes. And of course, the reason why I say it could have affected things wildly, it could have kept Mark Summers away from Double Dare, because Mark Summers was the announcer on that pilot of Keynotes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find all of that and so much more on It Was a Thing on TV.com. Ever so much closing in on 100,000 downloads. Go ahead. I am done.
And then, of course, WLTI. We talk about Jeopardy and Jeopardy Masters. We talk about The Amazing Race, Top Chef, The Circle. And The Super Toilet is back. As we start the summer, show season with Push or Flush. And let's just say I'm in the process of potentially being on one of them. Maybe. If it works. Okay.
Fingers crossed for you, man.
Yeah. Let's just say the details of the show debuted today. I could show you it if you're interested. I'll just show you. Because I'm... I can't say anything more that I am potentially going to be involved with this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that I can get through it. I've done a couple of interviews and I've sent pictures and my applications, etc., etc. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I just need the name of the show. I will tell you, is called Lucky 13. It is going to be shot in Las Vegas in June. To be shown on ABC in July. And it's produced by Kevin Bacon and the Shaquille O'Neal Company because he's hosting along with Gina Rodriguez.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
And basically the format is like this. You get to answer 13 true or false questions. Easy, right? But you have to guess... how well you think you did. And if you do well enough, you get money. That's the rumor as we're heading right now. So there it'll premiere July 18th on ABC. Not the game show. Oh, and also we'll also talk about the fact that Hollywood Squares is coming back for another iteration.
Ooh. Yep, I already heard about that one from other people.
Yeah, and I don't understand the hate. Don't understand the hate at all.
For Press Your Luck?
No, Hollywood Squares.
Oh, that, yeah.
Because Drew Barrymore and her Flower Productions are going to be in the, are going to be producing the show.
As long as they don't mess with the formula too much, it'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, this will be essentially the game show that never dies. Because it's this, it's Price is Right, and it's Let's Make a Deal that has had an iteration, or at least on the air, every decade from the 60s to present, I think.
I believe the Price is Right goes back to the 50s.
Yes,
I think
you're right there, because it was like mid-50s to mid-60s with Colin.
Yes.
But I'm just trying to remember if Let's Make a Deal had or an iteration.
1963.
Yes, it did have an iteration in the 90s. Okay.
Yeah, Big Deal is the name of it.
No, it was the 1991 series.
All right, Big Deal.
Big Deal was something else.
Mm-hmm. And The Price is Right originally goes back to 1956.
Yep.
So
56 to 65, 72 to present.
Yep. So 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, 10s, and 20s. Eight decades.
Yep. And only Let's Make a Deal and, of course, yeah. The Squares have had some iteration every decade from the 60s to present.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, 10s, and 20s, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, the Squares that you have to add in country or Nashville Squares and hip-hop.
Nashville and hip-hop, yep, exactly. Yep,
because of the late, great Bob Saget.
That's correct. Yes, 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 yes. God rest his soul. Anyway, Nikki and Jamie, because Jamie, you are the artist in residence, and we've missed you. We've missed you terribly. Aww, we really have.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And by the way, what is the obsession with Has-Been Hotel?
You guys don't understand.
That's why we're asking.
It's not even. It's easier to probably just watch it on Prime, but it's like my favorite thing right now. It's literally just a bunch of, it's like an adult animated musical that takes place in hell. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
And I love it. I've loved, there's a sister series that they've had for a long time, which is Hell of a Boss.
Yep,
and yeah. And that one's been ongoing. And I've loved that forever, but I've been waiting for this one for a very long time.
And of course, in my head is how much longer until you cross over to, like, say, the Amazing Digital Circus?
You know what? I've heard of it. And
yes.
I've heard that it's good. So yes. I might
second
dive
episode
into that too.
Just came out yesterday.
That's what I heard about.
Or today. Wow.
I might dive into that too. I don't know yet. But Has-Been has my soul right now. And it's so fun to draw. So fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's different from what I was doing. Because I was kind of, I think after WrestleMania, I was kind of like in a slump for art. And I needed to do something different because it was just not, I couldn't do anything. Like, it was, I don't know if it was just between work or I'm not sure, but I was kind of losing it a little bit. So I got into that and then I just hyper fixed on it and I'm stuck there for now. But it's good.
That's excellent. Nikki, what else you got? Oh, and again, one other question. Are you going any more collaborations in the works?
Well, I'm supposed to be drawing some. I am drawing like past stuff, so that he can post and put it on there. But I haven't done it yet.
I'll put it to you this way. You know the old song, "The best things in life are free." You ever heard that? You've heard that song?
Yeah.
The best.
Not in this case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm... Okay. But
I will say, with it, because I'm not getting paid. However, I have all the time in the world to work on it. And if I'm not interested at the moment, it's easier for me to just pick it up later.
No, I understand. I don't want you to get screwed on something this big.
No. It's not really anything. It really isn't. If they were going to make something of it, like a piece of merchandise or something like that, then yes, I do want a part of that because that is my work that they're trying to sell. But they're not selling anything.
Okay.
But if they did, absolutely, because they're not selling it without me there.
And if Seth was giving away that piece of WrestleMania 40 somewhere, better get to you.
Ah, yeah, that'd be great. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, exactly. So, Nick, who else you got to talk about besides the wonderful Jamie Claudier?
Well, I had a new commission done by Norberto Gaetan.
The one that's blowing up right now.
Yeah, I've never had this much traffic before. This is another one of my Moxistential requests. He has a option called Surprise Me.
Okay.
So you give him, give him some notes and some references. So I said, okay, John Moxley, Dean Ambrose. Here's some Dean pictures. Here's some Mox pictures. Surprise me. And it seems to be surprising a lot of people because this is insane.
Right.
I have. Good Lord, let me look at this. Are we over 300 likes yet? Almost to 300 likes. And I posted this a few days ago, but still, I usually don't get numbers like that. If you're interested, Gaetan's prices aren't bad, and the artwork is very good, and the turnaround time was amazing. So I will recommend highly. Let's see. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu and her wonderful artwork. Definitely check her out. She has a card, CARRD site where you can check in for commissions. She might be a little on the expensive side, but again, worth it. Absolutely worth it. J-Rock draws can be just simple or crazy or silly. Inexpensive, great turnaround time. Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Little on the expensive side, but you know what? Jamie has a piece that I got for her. That Shield, how it started and how it's going. Image.
Yeah.
With a proper signature from a certain architect. Visionary. What is he this week? Let's see.
Lovely.
James Diotto. Commissions are open. Another fun style. Prices are pretty good. There's so many artists out there. Just hashtag a character you like and see how much you get and find an artist that might be able to do something for you. So when you do this, pay well, communicate, share it everywhere, and credit the artist.
Yes.
Some of these people are doing this for a living, and Jamie should be doing it for a living too.
I agree.
You owe me like a dozen pictures anyway.
I know.
Do I have to send you a fresh list?
I'm okay.
But don't be a stranger, Jamie. Don't be a stranger, please.
I know.
Last Work thing.
Is terrible.
You too, huh?
And besides, with the visionary out rehabbing his knee and being a dad, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not much to see.
Exactly. Like all my people are out. Rhea's out. All the wrestlers that I like to watch, like, they're all gone right now. And so I'm just kind of like, eh.
Ooh, Randy. Oh, by the way, Randy Orton was asked Paul Heyman tonight, there's only one tribal chief out there. Who is it? Oh, shit.
Yikes. Yep.
Q Solo and Tom are running through the crowd.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
yes,
I don't...
Yes, but who is the tribal chief?
I still think it's The Rock at the end of the day.
It's not Roman now? Well, I guess...
Well, Solo thinks he's the tribal chief because he was the inheritor, and Roman failed in keeping his hands on the Universal title.
Well, The Rock isn't. What's The Rock done?
He's now the chairman of the. Well, he's now on the board of TKO. He's the final boss. Remember?
Yeah.
And so he's going to use his
in kayfabe. Well, kayfabe.
Well, yeah,
and,
yeah, both.
And that wonderful line that he's blurring that line to make himself a mega heel, and I love it. Goodness.
By the way, The Rock can't be heel all bad. I saw a video this week, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. There's this special needs school in Staten Island that does a play every year or a musical. Mm-hmm. And the kids got to vote. They're all special needs kids. And they voted Moana. So it eventually got to The Rock. And The Rock sent a video message telling them that they're going to do the play, and then they sang. He sang, "What else can I say? But you're welcome." He did the Moana rap, and
nice.
To the kids, and the kids went bonkers. Okay, he can't be. He's the You know, it's so funny. It's so funny. He can send Drew a claymore, right? What do you think he sent Seth?
A get well soon card.
Nah, sent him a fresh vest, and a
new
pair of gloves. New vest and new gloves.
Yeah, new vest and new gloves. yes, and a new burner phone to Mox.
Yeah. Although, admittedly, Mox would pick up if Seth calls him. But after about the 15th time.
Yeah, I know. He's just like, look, I.
Well, I've he's got bored to... now.
Yeah, so the phone's gonna be ringing on an hourly basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I have anything else because I'm right here. So, for Jason Block, for Stepboy Josh Henniger, for VRM, for the great artist Jamie Claudier, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Enjoy Backlash and tune in next week for the Fallout. And Pony.
We.